Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at offbeatoregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up today, and I hope you enjoy the show. This is the story of a wagon train to Oregon, led by a dead man named Willie Kyle. This young man was the only person to have followed the Oregon Trail while dead, and it's actually quite fortunate for his family and the Aurora colony that he did. The story was first published on July 18th of 2010. Here we go. The Aurora colony, founded in 1856, is one of the real treasures of Oregon history. But ironically enough, it might never have happened if young Willie Kyle hadn't died. Willie Kyle was 19 years old in 1855. That was the year a party from Bethel, the Christian commune that Willie's father led in northern Missouri, packed up its wagons to head for the Oregon Territory. Young Willie was terrifically excited for the journey. Missouri at the time was the jumping-off place for westward-bound immigrants, and Willie had met plenty of them as they geared up for their journeys. Bethel craftsmen were famous for quality and honesty, and hundreds of immigrants bought their goods and supplies for the journey there. The Oregon Trail was the great adventure of Willie's generation, and he yearned to take part in it. His father, Dr. Wilhelm Kyle, had promised that he'd lead the train when they left. But then, just before it was time to leave, young Willie Kyle became desperately ill and then died. Malaria was the cause. Yeah, malaria was a real thing in the United States back then. Odd to think about that today. Well, a promise was a promise, and Willie's grieving father had promised the boy he'd be leading that wagon train, so lead the train he would. The elder Kyle arranged for a lead-lined coffin that would not leak, filled it up with high-quality whiskey, Golden Rule brand, the brand that Bethel's distillery produced, and laid his boy to rest in the golden liquid. Then, a special transcontinental hearse was built. When the wagon train left Missouri, the hearse was at the head of the line. Now, 1855 was a bad year to be on the Oregon Trail. The Native Americans were growing exasperated with all the traffic, and they knew very well that the purpose was to kick them off their land. It might be the West Coast tribes' turn today, but it would be theirs tomorrow, and in 1855 they were actively trying to do something about it. At several military outposts along the way, the Kyle party was urged to turn back and wait a year. Dr. Kyle would politely hear the speaker out, and the wagon train would press on. The Lord, Kyle would say, would protect his own. But then, by the time Kyle was hearing this sort of advice, he'd already met many Indians. Word was spreading among the tribes that there was a particularly big wagon train led by a dead man coming through. Party after party of heavily armed Sioux and other Plains Indians came to see. They'd take a peek into the coffin, look impressed, make gestures of friendship, listen to a couple hymns in German, and be on their way. But the Native Americans didn't just leave the Bethel party alone. Many were actively helpful and friendly. At one point, when some of the party's livestock escaped, a group of Indians from the Cayuse or Yakima tribe actually drove the animals back to the wagon train. The party passed the charred remains of at least one less fortunate wagon train along the way. In the discolored iron bands and burned corpses, they saw what probably would have happened to them without the protective presence of young Willie Kyle. They stopped to bury and pray for the dead and moved on. When the party arrived at its destination in the coast range of what's now southwest Washington, Dr. Kyle soon found its gray and misty weather tiresome. His scouts found a more suitable spot, south of the Columbia, and the colony soon moved on to what's now Aurora. There's much more to tell about the Aurora colony, but that will have to wait for another time. As for Willie, he was buried upon arrival at the older site in Washington. His tombstone can be found in Willie Kyle's Grave State Park on Washington's Highway 6 near the community of Menlo. He is, of course, the only person known to have traversed the entire Oregon Trail while dead. Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at offbeatoregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up today, and I hope you enjoy the show. And that's our show for today. This show is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it features a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone newsreader, a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, and a couple other minor components. Photographs and other images that go with today's show are on offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources for this story. The podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do this for education and for fun, so I don't sell advertising and I don't ask for donations, but if you enjoy Offbeat Oregon history and you'd like to support it, may I suggest buying a copy of my book instead? If you enjoy this show, I can pretty much guarantee you'll enjoy the book. It's called Wicked Portland, published by the History Press in 2012, and you can order a signed copy from the store link at offbeatoregon.com, but if you still have a local community bookstore in your town, I do hope you'll consider buying it from them instead. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in Corvallis, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee and talk history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com. Don't be a stranger. Especially don't be a stranger if you've got an idea for a column I could write about. Our next show will be coming your way at around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And until then, go fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.